Is there a dog in a car at a bar on the street?
Yay!
Then that's a dog that we really want to meet. Hey! Can I pet your dog?
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 Please?
With Renee and Allegra.
C-I-P-Y-D.
Welcome to Can I Pet Your Dog?
I'm Allegra Ringo, a dog owner.
I'm Renee Culver, a dog wanter. On the boards is our producer, Alexis Preston. And this is the podcast for unapologetic dog lovers. Hey, Legs.
Renee.
How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I'm really good.
Good.
Yeah, I'm still in the Christmas spirit. I thought that it was going to dwindle.
No.
Still feeling strong. Now, but how are you feeling about Marshmallow World? Is it won you over yet?
I hate the song Marshmallow World, but I have not heard it again. So it's fine.
Ooh. I think all venues got a hold of that. Spotify,
yes.
The radio stations, department stores are like, she's here, don't play, take it out.
Well, I wish that was true. I feel like there's like 9 Christmas songs total.
Sure.
So it's only a matter of time till I hear it again.
Right.
But look, I haven't heard it again, so it's a blessing.
You're okay. May I tell you, and I want your thoughts on this. How do you feel about the fact that now I think of you every time I hear it?
You know what? That's fine. Thank
okay.
you.
Right.
I understand.
Okay.
Because who has strong feelings on that song? Now that I think about it, whoever thinks about that song.
It's an interesting one to hate, but I like it, and I'm proud of you, and I think you should stand strong.
Yeah. Thank you.
You're taking a stand.
You know what the other song I hate most, though, is?
Let's
hear it. One that goes like, I'm not going to remember any of the words. And Santa Claus is a da-da-da.
Oh, sure,
it's the worst tune in the world.
Yeah.
You know
that whistle? It's like, woo.
Yeah. Yes.
That's kind of the melody.
Yeah. It hits that note that just makes me go like, ugh. It's like nails on a chalkboard.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you're singing that song, how dare you?
You know what I think is in our, sort of like our conscious right now is how creepy Baby It's Cold Outside is.
And yeah, true.
I don't know about this one, but I feel like it's so obvious that, now bring us some figgy pudding. Now bring it right here. Why are we being so demanding?
I agree with you. It's like, could you
figgy
calm
pudding?
Down?
Yeah. Now, but is that kind of like, that's everybody's opinion or is that a unique observation of my own?
I don't know. Here's a question. I was never sure, like, is that supposed to be funny or is it, or not? Because when I was a kid, I was like, oh, that's hilarious. I thought they were like being jerks on purpose.
Sure.
But now I'm like, but that's the only funny part of the song?
I think you maybe gave him too much credit.
I think so too. Because now I'm like, I don't know. It's like a weird one joke in a song.
Those are just drunk carolers being jerks.
Yeah, I know. It's like, guys, give it a rest. No one asked you to come here. All right.
And that is it for this segment's What's Your Problem with Christmas Carols?
That's it. And that's it for the podcast, you guys. So
we did no dogs this week.
We'll
sorry, guys.
Just see you next week. Christmas Complaint Corner, our new podcast.
Hey, great news. Boy, do we have some dogs for you this week. Great dogs. Allegra, can you please tell our listeners what they've gotten themselves into?
I can. You guys, we have, believe it or not, we have more than just Christmas complaints for you this week. We have a fun dogs we met this week. I believe you and I both have dogs we met this week.
We do. Yes.
I'm very excited.
Yahoo.
I have a mutt minute on the plot hound. Thank you to Katrina for suggesting that.
Great.
We have wonderful guest Doug Krieger. Am I saying that correctly?
Yeah, that's perfect.
Thank
good.
You. He's a Broadway star and a dog walker. He brought in his little dog, Max, wearing a bow tie.
Yeah.
It's pretty great.
Oh, it's a big deal.
Oh, it's a huge deal.
Also, his dog, a little bit of a celebrity.
Oh, my God.
We'll talk about that.
Huge celebrity, you guys. Mm-hmm. Yes, we also have a Facebook pinned post of the week. Plus, I'm going to tell you all about a hero dog.
I mean, we're really turning this around.
I know.
Started out with being grumpy and ending skyrocketing into success.
Well, should we get to it?
I think we should.
Let's do it.
Okay. All right, so Legs.
Renee.
I understand you met a dog this week.
I met a really great dog this week.
Okay, well, I'm listening.
Okay. His name was Leon. I was walking down Larchmont, which is like this cute street in L.A. It's like a fun—I was having a solo Christmas shopping day, and you guys, I was like high on life. I was having the funnest time. and then I saw Leon.
Yes.
He was of note because he was sitting with his human at an outside table. So him and his owner both sitting on stools, like across from one another, like a coffee shop.
Stop it.
The way you would just be like, oh, me and my friend are having coffee.
Oh, I love it. Now, I want to describe Larchmont a little bit. Like, it is so cute. How,
it's really
like,
cute.
Can you, it'd be like what downtown at the North Pole looks like, I guess.
Pretty cute. It's like a lot of small businesses.
Yeah.
And It's like a fun shopping destination in LA.
So your bar for cute is already skyrocketed to
Guys,
the top.
There's cute like baked goods. There's cute gifts to buy. It's like cute.
But to see a dog sitting across the table from a human,
it was pretty crazy.
Great. So what breed are we talking? What do we got?
Here's the crazy thing for you, Leon.
Yes,
is his owner very friendly, very nice. Leon is he thinks a cross between a pit bull and a dachshund.
What?
So. He looked like a giant small dog.
Oh,
he was
Allegra.
So funny looking in a cute way.
Yeah.
Like, it was the best thing because he looked like a big dog on short legs. You know that combo?
Yeah, I do.
It's the dream. You would have died.
No, I absolutely would have died.
Yeah, it was the best. And he was super friendly. His owner was super nice. Let me pet him for like a couple of minutes. And Leon was like way into it. Gave me some kisses. He was pretty great.
Okay. Now, what color are we talking?
He was like a rich brown, I'd say. A little bit reddish brown.
Was this one of your days where you're traveling without your phone so we didn't get a picture?
No, I got a picture.
This is a
creepy thing. I hope his owner isn't listening because what I did was I took a picture from far away, like a voyeur, before because I was like, look, if this guy doesn't let me talk to his dog, I need to have like evidence that this existed.
But obviously.
I plan to blur out the human before I post it.
Easy.
So don't worry.
Okay, well, do you have this pic at the ready?
I do, actually.
Okay, yeah.
Do you show it to you?
What are you doing?
I don't know.
What am I doing?
I know.
No. I need this.
Come on. I'm showing it to you now. It's kind of from a distance.
Stop.
It's like a
what?
Creepy person
this
took that shot.
This is not real, Allegra. Oh my, okay. So, I can't. It's too much. It's too perfect. It's too much. So it really does, like, the core does look like a pit bull body and a pit bull face, but it looks like Cocker Spaniel ears to me with, like, fluffy long ears and big, fluffy, like, golden retriever tail on this guy.
Yes. I should say, these are the two breeds that the owner gave me. He has some sort of Fluffington Terrier in there. He has, like, a fluffy component to him as well.
Oh, boy.
He's very cute.
Yeah. This dog's great.
Thank you.
Great job.
Thank you.
Oh, boy. All right. Well, I love him.
Yeah. And he was wearing a bandana also. I almost forgot that part. His owner kind of looked like Macklemore. For a second,
Macklemore?
For a quick second, I was like, is this Macklemore? Because in LA, it wouldn't be like that crazy.
Sure.
But like, I was like, is this Macklemore sitting in a cafe with his dog on a stool? And I was like, no, it's just some white guy. But
close. It's fine.
But what if it was?
Yeah.
That'd be a great thing.
Can you imagine?
No, it was some guy who was like really nice. And I was like, I don't think this is Macklemore. He seems to not. I don't know. Whatever.
Did he speak to you in rhyme?
No, that was the thing.
Okay,
I was like,
you know.
Kind of talking
it's
like a regular guy. And I felt like Macklemore, I don't know what my expectation was. But I was like, yeah, no.
Did he talk about discount shopping at all?
You know a lot.
Could have been him.
I said, can I pet your dog? He said, can we go thrifting together?
Yes.
I said, I mean, I guess.
Okay. I think you met Macklemore's dog. That's how I'm telling the story.
I mean, whatever.
Okay.
If you say so.
Yeah.
All right.
Now I wish that I would have gone first. Not that mine's not great.
No, I'm
but
sorry.
But I sort of wish I would have gone first. So dog walking love, and it's great. I've got my first reoccurring dog.
Oh.
Which means you get to watch him at the same time every day.
That's a big deal.
Yeah. So I've got another, talk about a little weenie dog. I think it's a chai weenie.
Cute.
Yeah.
Perfect combination.
So cute. So soft. His name's Fry. He's adorable. Like, and the only dog I've met who comes up running to you with kisses before, like, first time meeting, just like, you know
really?
What?
Really?
We're going to kiss it out, you and me. Just
cute.
The best. But then Fry, when we go on a walk, will behave like a mayor whose town is in trouble. And he needs to reassure every neighbor, dog, and squirrel. It's okay. So we will be walking along and he will. So he's little. It's like he's little, right?
Yeah.
He can't weigh more than 10 pounds. Something he does that I cannot pull him, where he just like stops when he sees somebody and he's like, I'm going to need to go talk to them and just let them know it's going to be okay. And so he'll like go up to them, like nuzzle them and give them kisses.
Aww.
Fry.
Do people just die
they
when they see
it.
Him? Oh,
yeah, they go crazy. And it's like a really cute area. Nice, like a bunch of nice homes. So it's a bunch of moms and strollers and babies and the babies are dying. And then he did the greatest thing today where a mom had like a baby in a holder.
Yeah.
And I'm not describing this well at all.
Like
but,
a snuggly.
Yeah, yeah.
Like she's like holding, like she's carrying the baby like on her body.
Like, why I wear a backpack to a club so I can dance hands free. One
Correct.
Of those things. Yeah,
it's on
so
the front, right?
A baby in a backpack.
Wow.
But on the front.
Professional moms here.
Yes.
A baby in a backpack, but on the front. You heard it here first.
That's what it's called. Exactly. We're killing it, obviously. But she knelt down and she said, maybe he'll tickle your feet. And then he did just that, where he like licked her feet like just a little bit and she giggled. I was like, this isn't real. This can't
That's
be real.
A film. That's so cute.
Yeah, right. And I get to hang out with him 3 more times this week.
I love it. And now, is he converting you to a certain team of a certain size?
I don't want to talk about it. But a little bit, like, if that was Fry, I could walk him with every dog I walk.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is a little bit the concern right now. Like, I do, like, listen, hopefully, God willing, we get industry jobs at some point. But for right now, we got to keep that dog walking going. But I still want my dog.
Yeah.
I don't know. I can't do it yet. Right now, I still want a big dog. I want a big dog.
That's
so
fair.
Bad.
That's totally fair.
But if it's Fry, yeah. If they're like, hey, you can have Fry right now, I'd be like, okay.
Oh, man. Right,
I'm in. Yeah.
What a cutie. He's so good.
That's a cute name,
too. He's
so good. The only thing wrong with him is he demands to make people's day better. Great.
I love that he's like obstinately like, no, stop. We are stopping. I need to address this.
<Yeah. laughs> That's perfect.
You're like his assistant, like the assistant to the mayor. It's like, well, okay, Mr. Mayor,
right.
You go
yeah,
on.
No, that's, I understand it. It's fine. Great, right? Yeah.
Fry,
I think
great
we
job.
Both nailed it for dogs we met this week.
I
think I sent you the picture. The picture that I sent you of the dog that looked like a Chai Weenie yesterday. That's him. That's Fry.
Oh, he's so cute.
Isn't he cute?
Oh, my gosh. We'll post photos of both these dogs. Don't worry, you guys.
Oh, thank God.
This has been a great week for dogs we met.
It sure has. And maybe for wiener dogs.
Oh,
yeah.
That's true.
Or Cocker Spaniel for years. I'm not. Macklemore doesn't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, that's true. No. He only knows discount shopping.
Hey, Allegra.
Renee.
Do you know what time it is?
What time is it?
It's time for Plot Hound Mutt Minute. Hit it!
If you meet a new breed and curiosity beckons, learn all about it in only 60 seconds. Mutt Minute.
Okay. Yes.
Yeah, are you ready?
I'm ready.
You excited?
I am.
I'm excited.
Thank you, Katrina, for this one.
Yes, I am looking forward to it. All I've seen is a picture.
It's an interesting one. I really had no info about this dog.
Was it hard to get information about
it? It was okay. Really easy. I don't have that much experience with them.
That's
but
fair.
Thank you for being concerned.
All right, ready to count in my head?
No.
One, two.
Are you going to count out loud the whole time?
Yeah, is that going to be
right,
distracting?
That's less helpful.
Is that upsetting? Okay, fine, I guess. I mean, what other way? Oh, my phone. All
your
right.
Phone.
Got it. Okay, I'm ready. Are you ready?
Three, I'm ready.
Two, one, go.
The Plot Hound is a large scent hound originally bred for hunting boar. It is athletic, muscular, and agile. Males weigh about 50 to 60 pounds and females 40 to 55 pounds. It typically has a brindle coat, although there are some that appear more solid in color. The American Kennel Club describes them as a hunting hound of striking color and a dog that is intelligent, alert, and confident. The Plot Hound was developed in North Carolina in the early 1800s by the Plot family, a family of German immigrants. The Plots brought with them several Hanoverian hounds, which are used for hunting bear and boar in Germany. The Plot Hound is descended from those. The Plot is the only coonhound breed that is not descended from the foxhound. The Plot is very energetic and will need a couple of long walks or runs each day. If you can do an activity that mimics hunting with them, they'll love that. It's a good expenditure of their energy. You might consider getting them involved in tracking or search and rescue. Plot enthusiasts also recommend a securely fenced yard. The Plot is first and foremost a hunting dog and is likely to chase down any scent he or she finds interesting. Time.
Are you kidding? One.
No.
One.
Show me the thing.
Yeah, I didn't stop it, but hold on. Now it's 1 of 7, but
well,
it was one when
good.
You did it. That
I
was
believe
outstanding.
You. I believe you. Thank you.
What a fascinating dog. Okay, well,
isn't it interesting?
Made me think of two things. One, can I do it? Can I make a culvert breed? Can I name
I
them
guess.
After me? Right, the Plots did
I
it.
Mean, I feel like the 1800s, that wasn't that long ago.
Yeah.
You can develop a dog in 200 years.
Yeah, put my name on it?
Yeah, just,
what
I mean,
legacy?
Just say it's the culvert ham. What are people going to do?
Maybe that's how they did it. They just took a dog that had a different... Well, no, you just did the research. So
no,
that's not
yeah,
what happened.
It was like crashed with several other things, but I mean, I don't know. Look, no one's going to argue with you if you just say it on the street.
Well, who knows?
And then in a couple hundred years, maybe your descendants will register it with the AKC.
Yeah. I got to tell you, though, I think Hamilton has brought this to the forefront more often, but like, what is your legacy? Like, who lives, who dies, who tells your story?
Sure.
That's it. You're done. You get a dog named
that's
after
true.
You. That's all you need.
That's way
over
that's
and
way
done
better.
With, right?
I'm always like, oh,
why
no.
Why are we trying to write a podcast?
Who cares?
Let's get a dog named after us.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
This would be it sounds easier also.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay. Well, you know what? Let's have a little meeting after this.
Yeah, let's just leave right now. Okay. We're done with this.
So
we
guys,
have to go get a breed. The Culvert Ringo Hound. Let's work on the name.
Rinko. Rinko.
That's great.
It's not bad. All right. Oh, well, Alexis. We got Alexis in there, too.
Rinko Blair.
The Perinko, right? Because Preston.
Say it again.
Perinko.
Great.
Yeah, like
perfect.
Okay,
everyone will remember it. Alexis, like, glared at us from the booth.
As she should have.
Yeah, you
quite
know
frankly,
what?
We're nothing without
we're
her. We need
I know.
Her. Second observation, when you said you need to give him activities that mimic hunting,
yeah.
Why have we not thought of this to have dogs sniff out keys. I lose them all the time. That would be the activity I would give him, is find my keys.
That's
my keys.
I think you could train a dog to do that, for sure.
Right?
Yeah.
But just in general, like, all dogs should learn this. That should be
really
sit,
smart.
Find my keys.
The two. They don't need to know to go to the bathroom outdoors.
Right?
Just these.
Thank you.
I agree with you. I mean, they probably love it. They can be trained to find, I mean, they can be trained to, like, sniff out low blood sugar. They can surely find a key.
Easily.
I wonder if you've done that, tweet at us.
Yes.
I want to know.
That's
real
smart.
I bet there's someone who has.
Or if you have ideas on how to do it.
Yeah.
Like, what would be the best way to, I just sniff them and hide them and you find them?
Yeah, you sniff them and
probably.
Hide them and you find them. You and I smell the key.
I got to tell you, we've got 2017 is looking bright.
You have some great ideas.
Thank you.
Now, how do we monetize this, I think, is the question. But
sure.
We'll figure it out. We'll figure it out.
But I think, don't you think, like, we've put together, because, like, the reason that people develop these breeds is there is a need.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the plots needed to hunt boars.
Right.
We need to find our keys.
Yeah.
So the Perenco is the first dog known to man to be able to find your keys.
That's actually, look, it's perfect.
You're on board with it?
What could go wrong?
Not a thing. Can't think of one thing that would go wrong. The fact that we don't know how to breed dogs, pish posh.
Look,
we don't
also,
need to.
I have another tweet at us. If you feel like training my dog for free to find my keys, get at me.
That's fair. Hey, great job.
Thank you.
On Mutt Minute. You got one for me?
I do.
No way.
I thought of one ahead of time, which I never do.
I'm so proud of you.
This is an interesting one. I'm going to give you the Portuguese water dog.
Oh, great.
Do you know that one?
I don't.
Okay.
But it
I
seems
think you're
fun.
Gonna like it.
Wait, have I seen? Is it small?
It's like medium, I would say.
Okay.
Kind of curly black. They're not super common, but I think you might recognize it if you saw it.
Okay. Well, and I like the fact that I can toss them in a pool, allegedly, by name.
Don't, like, throw them from a distance into a pool.
It was in your name. I'm sorry. I assumed. I'm so sorry.
You're not wrong.
Okay, great. I'll let you know if they like being thrown in pools next
Thank
week.
You.
You're welcome.
From a great distance.
From the dawn of time, one podcast has unlocked the secrets of science and technology to enrich the lives of billions. And now, after a year where they've unlocked the golden age of knowledge, they're about to hit warp speed and go stratospheric.
Wait, hold up.
On Oh No, Ross and Carrie, we don't make extraordinary claims. We investigate them.
We go undercover with fringe religious groups, investigate paranormal claims, and we participate in pseudoscientific medical treatments and then report our findings to you.
And yes, we've even investigated Scientology.
Shh, Ross, shh. New episodes every month at MaximumFun.org.
Oh No, Ross and Carrie. They show up so you don't have to.
Comedy, friendship, and creativity. All of this and more wait for you at Max FunCon. Join us for Max FunCon in Lake Arrowhead next June or Max FunCon East in the Poconos next September. Tickets for both events are on sale now, but they're going fast. Visit MaxFunCon.com to buy your tickets right now.
Can I Pet Your Dog is supported in part by Harry's. Now, Harry's is offering a wonderful gift set for the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
It's the Winter Winston. It's wonderful.
Yeah. From time to time, I have a friend come over who happens to be a gentleman.
Whoa!
From time to time.
Okay.
Sometimes not even the same person.
All
Scandalous. Of them see that box and are like, oh, what's that? And then they look at it and they're like, you keeping it? All of them want it.
But are you keeping it?
Yeah, of course I am. No, you don't get it.
I knew it.
You got to come over already.
I know.
But a little bit, everybody loves. I got plenty of cool stuff in my house.
Oh,
the
I know.
Razor's the only thing everybody wants to take with them.
That is true.
Yeah, I know.
What I like about it, I think it's like very, it's very appealing. It's very simple and sleek and like minimalist,
mm-hmm.
But it's super useful. Yeah, it's great. I was tempted to keep mine as well, but I think I'm going to give it to my dad. I hope he's not listening.
That's real nice. He probably won't.
I don't think.
Either way, he's going to be excited about
it. Yeah, I know. Great.
But here's the, like, honestly, though, because I did keep it for myself, this razor is fan.
It's great.
It's so smooth.
It's really good.
It's so nice. Like,
it's really
not
nice.
Only, like, sometimes you know how packaging is great, but then the product, you're like, oh, guys, probably should have worked on the product. This one, both of them are perfect. This razor really is outstanding.
It is really wonderful. So Harry's is offering this limited edition Winter Winston shaving set. It comes with a midnight blue chrome razor handle, which you can get engraved with initials. Very handy for shared showers. It also comes with three of Harry's German-engineered five-blade cartridges that provide a close, comfortable shave. Plus, it comes with foaming shave gel. It smells amazing. It's a gorgeous box. And it's $30 on harrys.com. But that's not all.
No way. There's more?
Guys, there's more, Renee.
Oh, boy.
Okay. As a special offer for fans of our show, we've partnered with Harry's to give you $5 off your order when you enter code YOURDOG at checkout. Ground shipping ends on December 16th, guys, so act now. Go to harrys.com right now to get a limited edition Winter Winston shave set while supplies last. And don't forget to enter code YOURDOG at checkout for $5 off. That's harrys.com, code YOURDOG.
Oh, boy, you guys, do we have a treat for you today. Multi-hyphenate, I don't even know how to lead with this. Broadway star, but also dog company owner. Also, maybe just the best guy I know with a current dog on his lap. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, we have Doug Krieger in the studio. Welcome.
Hi, Doug. But also,
yes.
Max. The
yes.
dog.
Yes.
Well, now it's Steven Tyler Jr.
Sorry, sure.
That's his stage name. So,
okay.
You know, when we're in professional situations, he's Steven Tyler Jr.
But. Now, before we started recording, you broke down the origin of how we went from Steven Tyler, yeah. Tyler Jr. to Max.
Yes.
Go over again how that happened?
Well, so his rescue name was Steven Tyler Jr.
And
we were like, that is a mouthful. So, when we're mad at him, it's like your mom using the middle name. We'll
yeah.
use the full name. But we went from Steven Tyler Jr. to STJ to STJ Max to Max.
Okay.
And we had, you know, like I said, we had dabbled with Steve or Stevie, but, you know, it wasn't quite right. Max, even though it's common, it just feels like him.
Yeah.
He's a Max, I think.
It
yeah,
works. Also, like, the lineage of that, it's a perfect, like, geometry proof of, like, this to this to this. To, of course
it's
it ends up in Max.
Is,
it's perfect. Now, if we were to describe Max, you know what? I've used this recently, but I do think Max has a little bit of Max from The Grinch, but a little
oh, yeah.
bit more
oh, yeah.
Ewok. He looks a little bit
well,
like an Ewok
funny
to me.
Funny you should say that, because he is part Brussels. And Brussels
oh.
were what George Lucas based Ewoks on. So you are right there in the pocket with your dog references.
Interesting.
Doug, I'm very embarrassed to tell you that I did not know that's what Ewoks are based off of.
Fun
I
fact.
I didn't know that either.
I, amazing. I think that's right.
Yeah, yeah, that's
I mean,
right.
You know,
it looks right.
Prove me wrong.
Yeah. Now, how did you guys come to adopt Max?
So we had been, he came from a rescue organization called The Real Bark. And there's a pet store right down the street from us called Echo Bark. And The Real Bark is based out of that pet store, basically. And they're an amazing organization. So we've been looking for 6 months to a year for a dog. And we had almost gone with this little boxer, who was so adorable.
So cute.
She went to a great home, but we just weren't ready quite yet. And so we saw him come, basically, his picture on the Facebook page. And his story had been, he had been hit by a car.
Oof.
Dragged.
Ah,
his whole front right paw had been, like, minced, broken.
Oh.
And he pulled himself into a construction site. And the construction workers knew somebody who worked with The Real Bark. And they called his foster mom. And they then the rescue organization paid for all the surgery and everything. And he had a cast on for the first 3 months
when
or so.
When I first met Max, he had his little
really?
Cast
That's
on.
True, yeah.
Did you sign it, Renee?
Yeah. I should have. Oh, Doug, can we put a cast back on him so I can sign it?
Let's just break his leg again. I actually have a surprise for you. This is this is unplanned, but I feel like mentioning the cast is the perfect
uh-oh.
Segue.
Yes, let's see.
Ooh,
what do we have?
A black bag.
Okay. Now I will say that Doug did bring on par with Brianna's diaper bag for dogs. He brought his Max's favorite toy. What? Stop it right now. Okay. So what he's got a bottle of kombucha. It's the kombucha with the dogs on it, and that looks eerily similar to Max.
It
Are you
is
kidding
Max.
Me?
What?
Are you kidding me?
And he's
me?
Got his cast on. There's
oh
one
oh,
for each of you.
Thank you.
Like I'm Oprah.
You
get kombucha and you get kombucha.
Oh my gosh. He's so cute.
This is so, okay, yeah. So let's, I feel like we're all fairly familiar with this product and the commercial,
yeah.
Which Max is also in.
He
is this
is,
true?
Yeah, yeah. I sent you the link. The,
yeah. Oh, yeah. No, I've,
so
listen, I was trying to act
so.
Like, oh, I didn't know, but I knew.
Oh, I'm sorry. Oh, I didn't understand the whole radio positioning. So yeah, so he, part of through this rescue organization, they go to The Real Bark. Kombucha Dog goes to The Real Bark to get suggestions of adoptable dogs. So they always feature adoptable dogs on their bottles. So right around the time that we had adopted him, he was chosen for Kombucha Dog. So we
ooh.
Had to pretend like we weren't allowed to like go social with him until his bottle came out.
Oh, that's
so,
crazy.
Yeah, so he's that bottle you can find in stores. It says Steven Tyler Jr. in the back because that was his rescue name.
And I feel like everybody's familiar with this product, but it's Kombucha Dog is what the actual company is
correct.
Called.
And it's not kombucha for dogs.
No.
But
yeah.
It is kombucha for people, but
features dogs.
Correct.
And he's right there. We also did not talk about Max's amazing underbite.
Yes.
On par with pistachios.
It's pretty incredible.
It's really great.
Yeah.
I'm a sucker for an underbite. Me who isn't?
Me too. It's the best. Yeah. And don't you think once you have an underbite dog, you're like way more into them?
There's no. Oh yeah.
Like,
absolutely.
Underbites, you're like, oh,
well,
I love this.
It was the same way for like I had never really, and I know you're a small dog person,
oh,
and
yeah.
you're a big dog person, and I'm now right in between.
Ooh, you know.
Oh, listen,
sure.
I'm a total nerd. I mean, I listen to the podcast. And I listen
dog.
To all the Max Fun podcasts.
But,
so I was always a big dog guy. I mean, growing up, I was a big dog guy, and until I met this Chihuahua, my friend's Chihuahua, who was just the most amazing, sweetest,
aww.
Loving Chihuahua, and I became kind of like, I don't know, bye doggle.
You can be team,
so now
team all dogs.
Yeah, so I'm now team all dogs, but I'm the same way with you know, with a small dog. Now that I've got a small dog in my life, I'm far more open and appreciative
sure.
of amazing small dogs, and that includes small dogs with underbites and big dogs with underbites.
Sure,
let's
and
take them all.
Every dog, let's be perfect.
I know.
Look at you. I will agree with you though. In the minimal amount of time that I've been walking dogs myself, boy, you run into a lot of great small dogs.
Yeah.
You're like, oh, you know what? You guys are okay.
Yeah.
You're all right.
Well,
they're
I feel like
great.
Our like team big dog and small dog is not, guys, let me pull back the curtain. It's not quite as binary as we pretend it is. Neither of us will turn down any dog.
That's right.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's true.
Yes.
That's true. But if we had to pick,
yeah, exactly.
I'm going big. Now, did you have, I'm going to keep circling back around to the kombucha.
Please.
But for right now.
Well, I brought bottles,
yeah,
so.
Right?
We're
going to
get into
it. I guess I'll do it now. What has he ever been recognized on the street? We're like, are you?
Oh, yeah. Oh, he has.
Really?
Absolutely. He
really?
Has. Yeah. People have said, oh, that's that dog from the commercial. Or other people have said, that's the dog from the kombucha bottle. Or some people have actually said, that's
really?
Steven Tyler Jr. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I know. It's not happening every day, but it happens occasionally.
But
from
the fact that anyone can even, I feel like I'd be like, oh, that's cute. And like, I would never be like, wait a minute. I've
yeah.
seen you on
I've
my bottle of kombucha.
Something about him.
Yeah.
So I'm
gonna,
well, also
he's
when
star.
He had the cast,
oh,
so that he was far more recognizable. That was his signature. So.
Sure,
right.
So once again, I'm convincing myself that he has to have a cast all the time. Maybe we should just have one of those that we can pop on just for walks.
There you go.
I feel like somewhere at some point in time, somebody has done fashion casts. Like, they're not prescription. It's a fashion cast. Yeah.
Like glasses. I used to wear non-prescription glasses in high school.
Right?
Because I thought they looked cool.
I always used to get so frustrated when I watched sitcoms and they would have casts on over their pant leg because it felt so lazy. It
sure.
felt like, you know.
Come on, guys. Let's try. Maybe yeah. a little bit. We'll try a little bit
just
here.
You know, that the actor just snapped it on right before they came on. Anyway, I digress.
I love it so much. So did you have big dogs as a kid?
Yeah. I had a mutt for the first maybe 8 years of my life named Zeus.
Ooh.
And then I had a Vizsla for most of my kind of childhood growing up, as
look
it were.
At that. My
did
brother and sister-in-law have had two Vizslas.
Yes, yes. They're great dogs.
Oh, my gosh, they're so great.
We used to take him to the park and just let him run. He would just run in circles.
Yeah.
Because they just love to be active. And he would come and he would get so flushed red because they're already kind of golden red.
Right.
But he would just, and his tongue, and yeah.
Incredible.
I love it. What was his name? What was the Vizsla's name? But of course it was.
Why,
oh, Renee, this is
buddy.
Like your dog.
Yeah.
It's a Vizsla. Its name is Buddy. This is like your spirit dog.
Is this what's happening?
Yeah, I think
yeah.
so. May I take him on? Let me tell you what just happened. Max just hopped in my lap, so we're just gonna let Allegra take the rest of the interview,
and I'm gonna cry.
Oh,
I got
dead.
This, guys. Renee's busy crying.
Renee's officially.
I'm on picture duty. I'm on crying duty.
Well, okay, we'll do a quick picture. Listen, sorry.
Please.
Oh, it's so cute.
He wasn't on contract.
Not great.
So.
Right. I will show yeah. you later.
It's fine. And we're back. I'm barely recovered. Barely. So with the Vizsla, did you find that they were also Velcro Vizslas, like Max just demonstrated, where they'd hop in your lap no matter what?
Yeah, yeah, especially because he was not small. I mean,
nope.
like he was definitely a lover. He was a great family dog. He wasn't the smartest dog,
sure.
but
nope.
he was awfully devoted.
Aww. Yeah. Which is what you love about him.
My brother trained him to sit on my face. I mean, like, like I would be laying on the ground watching TV.
Alexis is making a quizzical face.
And my brother would have him circle around and sit on my face.
That's a great sibling prank.
That
I wish I'd done that.
Fantastic. I'm
oh,
real
yeah,
proud
very
of your
proud
brother.
Of himself for that
yeah.
one. Yeah.
He should be. Yeah. He should. And you can't get too mad about that. That's pretty funny.
It's pretty funny.
Max is looking like he would also like to see what else is in your bag.
I brought a greenie.
Look at you.
You gotta bring an emergency
greenie.
You were
such a good dog, Dad.
It'll only give us about 38 seconds of
it's all we need.
Wrap it up. It's all we need.
It's all we need.
Now, is Max your first dog that you've owned as an adult?
Correct.
Great.
Yeah. I mean, I always wanted a dog as an adult, but I lived in New York City for 14 years. And
ooh.
Something about that place it was not conducive, in my mind, to having a dog. And then also as an actor for 14 years, and maybe that's a good transition.
Yeah.
As an actor, I was just all over the place. I mean, I was traveling all the time, and it never made sense. So I
sure.
was really desperate for my own dog for very long. But that's why I started having a dog. I mean, that's why I started walking dogs in New York first for other businesses. And then that's why I also decided to start a dog business here.
Look at that. So let's dive in just a little bit to your career. Listen, Doug, you're out of this conversation for a second.
Hi, Doug.
I knew Doug as a dog walker and a friend of Aaron who wrote our theme song. Mm-hmm. So we just knew him as like this really cool guy who had a cool dog who happened to be a commercial star. And I knew he did Broadway, but I didn't really think. But before this interview started, I listened to some of his recordings. This kid... Doug, you can like sing.
Oh,
sing.
Doug can blow.
You're so talented. So talented.
Thank you. You
were in the revival of Les Mis.
Correct.
As Maris's understudy, and then what was your actual
name? Yes, my actual name was Jean Prouvaire.
Oh, bum.
Yes, bum. And I also waved the big red flag, and that's and then threw my back out waving the big red flag on the turntable because the stage is on a turntable and it's raked, which means the stage is sort of tipped forward, as it were. So I was waving this huge red flag eight times a week on a raked stage on a turntable, and I threw my back out.
Ouch.
You know, I was out of the show for about 2 weeks, but
but
I went on about 10 times for Maris. So that was kind of amazing. And that's where you saw that empty chair.
Incredible. Yeah, if you got time, I think you just put in Doug Krieger, I think just your name, and it'll come up on YouTube, but Empty Chairs
it's
and Empty Tables.
It's me, or it's like one of the executives for Air America Radio.
Great.
Thankfully, also liberal.
But it is phenomenal. Now, a little bit, Les Mis, how long has that show been running? You know to take care of your actors' backs. Put a brace on.
They took great care of me. They really did.
Okay.
I mean, we got physical therapy, and it was, you know, it was
just...
Did
you get some massages?
Oh, yeah. Okay. Wow. Yeah. That's all you need, it seems.
I want massages paid for. Then it's like, I'll do whatever. That's fine.
Okay. I got massages on the workers' comp, baby.
Good. That's what I wanted for
you. And STEM, where they put the electrodes on you.
I like that.
It's weird.
Okay, great. I won't sue them then.
Okay. All right.
So you're going to sue Les Mis?
I was, but now I'm like, okay, that's fine.
Okay, good.
Thank God you talked
about
it.
They took very good care of
it. I thought about it.
Did you... No, let's talk about other shows. I know For the Record Out Here, which is a huge success.
That was the most recent
success.
Thing I did. Yeah, it was a production of Scorsese, their version of Scorsese, because it's this... The production company does... they focus on different cinematic directors and take the scenes from their movies and incorporate songs from the soundtracks and put them into sort of a live musical theater immersive experience. So they've done it with Quentin Tarantino, they've done it with Baz Luhrmann, they've done it with John Hughes, and this time they did it with Scorsese. So we did it at the Wallace.
Wow.
And actually, For the Record now has, I don't know if you knew this, but they have an agreement with ABC. So you know there's all these live musicals.
Yeah.
Fox did Grease. NBC is now going to do Hairspray tomorrow.
Right.
Or last week.
Sure.
When
good,
this airs,
good
as
catch.
It were. ABC's been looking for that vehicle, and For the Record's going to help them develop that, which
I
is very exciting.
I saw it like on a weird deadline thing, but it wasn't true, but it went through. That's amazing.
I think so.
Oh, Doug, that'll be great.
Yeah.
It's a good show. And you guys are also in Vegas, right?
Yeah, they're doing the Baz Luhrmann show at the Venetian.
That's perfect. Another thing we didn't mention about Max is he has a bow tie on.
Oh, my gosh.
And he is patiently waiting for Doug to wrap up all this jibber-jabber.
Yeah. so we can just go home and do cuddles.
Did he go through his treat already?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, it was so fast. Okay, yeah. I thought so.
Well, he's down for the greenie. He's always down for the greenie.
They know what to do. So was it, well, you, while you were working... Actor. You're still a working actor.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, I mean, I took some... I started the dog business. I started Doug's Dog. Doug's Dogs.
Ah, good.
Dogsdigdoug.com.
That's good.
I started that kind of in a 2 or 3 year hiatus from acting because I moved to L.A. I needed a change. I kind of burned out of New York. And I moved to L.A. and I needed some stability. And I actually first got a 9-to-5 job working for Actors Equity, which is the union for stage actors and stage managers. I did that for a little less than a year and I wasn't making enough money, to be perfectly honest. So I kind of up and quit that and reevaluated all of my passions. And dogs happened to be one of my passions. And I'd always worked for other companies in New York. So I started my own here, which was really just a matter of friends that I had been dog sitting for and walking just kind of on the weekends or when they were out of town, out of the kindness of my heart, they started paying me. And so then I joined Dog Vacay, which I know that you guys know.
Yeah.
I was a Dog Vacay
member
for a while. And that helped me to get, you know, some clients and get some pictures and get some experience and word of mouth to spread. And I've been really lucky at this point that I've been able to build the business completely on word of mouth. I haven't spent a cent on marketing.
That's amazing.
So it's going really well and I'm excited about it. But I'm now coming back around to performing.
Okay.
After taking a bit of a break. So Scorsese at the Wallace was my first real kind of professional gig back.
Cool.
So now I'm looking at continuing to build that again.
So are you still dog walking, or it's like kind of not as much right now?
Well, I still have the dog business,
right.
But I'm doing more of the managing.
Great.
So until about the time that I booked Scorsese, I was still doing the occasional walk, mm-hmm. and then Scorsese kind of gave me a reason to say, okay, now I'm officially just going to take a step back, and I've been able to compile a great staff of people. So I've basically got it worked out so that I can manage, and occasionally I'll slip in and do a walk, kind of as backup, but also just because I love my clients.
Yeah.
so I still do that. So occasionally. But mostly the only dog I walk is Max.
Ah. Now, does Max get jealous? Does he know about the other dogs? Is he mad?
I think, sometimes he might get a little he's jealous anytime that I'm not around.
True.
He'd be jealous of, anything, really. Right now, if he wasn't here with me, he'd be jealous of this. But he has come with me in the past on walks.
Oh.
So depending on the client, if the client's okay with that, or if their dog is okay with that, he'll come with me on the walks. And so that's kind of fun for him, actually, because he's been socialized kind of from the time that we got him.
Yeah.
That's perfect. That's my dream. That's my, I guess, and as a, well, first off, I don't, like, you're so humble. I would also like to say that your company launched within 3 years. So within 3 years of him being like, oh, I'll walk dogs, I guess, to now not walking dogs at all and just having great employees. Like,
pretty
I'm
cool.
proud of you, dude.
Yeah.
That's
Thanks.
Awesome.
I'm proud of me,
That's
too.
That's really good. You should be.
Yeah.
It's a big deal.
And that took a lot. That also took, I did all the walks for the first 2 years. And that was to the point that I really, was burning out. I was doing 13, 14-hour days running around walking dogs all day, which is a dream come true, but it's also a lot of work because half of it is walking and half of it is driving.
Yeah.
So it was exhausting. So I'd come home just, spent.
Beat. Because you're outside and you're moving. Yeah. It's a tall, it's a tall order.
Yes, true. Yes, the legs. The dog walking legs. The thighs.
I could use that. Yes.
Thighs for days.
Oh. Oh, my gosh.
But that's the dream, to have a dog of your own that can occasionally join you on a dog walk.
Yes.
Forget it.
So
that's
fun.
Perfect.
He's made a lot of dog friends.
But, hey. I love it. Okay. Well, now, Doug, I will talk to you all day long, but I guess I'll do it off mic so that this podcast is not 18 hours long.
Okay.
We got a little game. Got a little game that we got to play.
A game.
We'll name that dog. So now, your initial dog that you were looking at before you got this perfect dog, Max, was a boxer.
Correct.
Growing up, go ahead. Who? Yes.
No, I was just going to say, it was interesting because she's she was like a small boxer.
Oh, really?
She was like
cute.
A mini boxer almost.
Oh.
But she was 100% boxer, but she wasn't as big and lanky as most boxers.
Look at that.
Yeah, she's
her.
A real special girl.
Oh, that's real cute.
Yeah.
Oh, that's real cute.
And she's a client of mine now. So it worked
she
out well.
She is.
Yeah.
No way.
Yeah. Way.
Oh, did you cry when you first walked her? I'm
going
to cry right
days.
Now.
Yeah.
So cute.
Bald and barked.
Perfect. With
perfect.
Her in your arms.
It's perfect.
Balked.
What is her name?
Dora.
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 Okay. So let's use Dora specifically.
Okay.
It's Dora mixed with Buddy, your
oh,
dog
whoa.
Growing up.
Wow.
Okay.
So you've got a baby, a mini boxer, squished with a Vizsla, who could run real fast.
I've already got a male name.
Okay. That's what I was going to say. I
Seamus.
Feel like that's
Good.
Cheating. What?
Seamus.
Yes, of course.
Ooh,
that's
I don't
perfect.
Know why. I'm not
yes.
sure. I have no idea.
That's my sister's dog's name. It's true.
No way.
He's like a really sweet pit mix. He's a great Seamus.
I don't know any Shami.
Actually, he's the only one. There might be one. I think there's another one on the Can I Pet Your Dog group, but I've only known a couple.
Mm. It's
a cute name.
Great name. That's perfect. And
I just sort of, it came to me as I was imagining it. This is how it went. It was like a American Werewolf in London in that moment when he's transitioning and the nose grows. So in my mind, I was imagining the boxer, but then the Vizsla nose started coming out of the boxer face. And so that, I don't know why, but in that moment, that was the moment in which as the nose was growing,
Seamus.
It was Seamus.
Went, of course.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
It's meant to be.
So good. Oh my gosh.
I love it.
Perfect answer.
So, Doug, if people are in Los Angeles, because that's the only place where your company is right now, where can they go to have Doug's Dogs walk their dog?
DogsDigDoug.com.
Oh my God.
DogsDigDoug. DogsDigDoug.com.
I'm so glad I didn't have to say that. I would not have gotten it right.
Is it hard?
No, it's charming.
Well,
not to remember.
Yeah. I also got Doug Digs Dogs. Just in case people get confused.
That's actually really smart.
So you can go there too. Or
super
I think I
thorough.
Also bought Silver Lake dog walking because I live in Silver Lake. So I bought a bunch of stuff. You know how you're supposed to do it. That's
just
what they tell you.
Just
got
a sub dog site. He's probably there.
Exactly.
He's probably
just search
find
Doug's Dogs Los Angeles and you come up with that. I've also got a Facebook group, an Instagram, and all that kind of stuff.
So. Oh, great.
Great. And then if people want to see you perform, we got a Twitter. We got a web.
My Twitter is Krieger Doug. because Doug Krieger was taken. So I was so inventive, and I went Krieger Doug. But DougKrieger.com is my sort of my performing site.
Perfect.
That's going to be for, you know, everything stage-based, studio-based, etc.
We'll go find that. And then you also gave us the great suggestion of if we ever do have a guest that happens to swear accidentally,
yep.
Great way to cover that up instead of bleeping it, bark it out.
Yeah.
That's really smart.
That's right. You better bark it out.
Perfect.
Thanks, Doug.
You're
That's
welcome.
A wrap.
Thank you, guys.
Yes. It's time for a dog hero.
Oh, boy.
We haven't had one in a while.
You know what? I'm a flutter with what the theme song should be. Let me give you a choice.
Okay.
We can either do Rocky or Chariots of Fire.
Ooh, let's do Rocky.
Okay. Dun 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 dun
dun dun dun dun dun dun Started out real strong.
Okay.
All right. Just kidding. It was great.
Dog hero.
Thank
you.
Okay. Don't ever stop.
Okay. Let me hear about this dog hero, Langs.
So I think this is a kind of dog hero we haven't done before. This is not one from the news, but this is a dog hero near and dear to our hearts in that it belongs to one of our very own Facebook
members. Come on. A local hero.
Local hero.
I love it.
I know. Okay. Here's a crazy thing, guys. So this is Jesse's dog. Here's what the dog did. Her name is Princess Buttercup, just like
Perfect.
Travis's dog.
Perfect.
Here's what Jesse says. If your puppy is going crazy at 4 a.m., it may not be to go to the bathroom. She could be saying, hey, dummies, there's a gas leak.
Whoa.
That's right, you guys. Princess Buttercup detected this. It was a small leak from their wall heater. She detected it, alerted her owners by barking like a crazy person. And they were able to get the gas company to come out and fix it.
Oh, my gosh.
Pretty cool, right?
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Especially because our last dog hero was a pug who recognized sparks coming out of the wall.
Oh, that's right.
Just like, oh, can your dog tell that the house is sparking?
It's crazy.
But this one, like, really sniffed at Princess Buttercup.
Great job.
So proud.
Right?
Yeah.
I know.
We should bring in some sort of, you know who we should bring back is Sandin Totten. Because he understands, like, how dogs smell and why they would know that that was different.
Yes.
Because, actually, can humans smell a gas? I don't think we can. Like, I can sometimes smell when the stove has been left
yes,
on.
Yes, yes.
But like gas. I don't know. Can you smell that? Yeah, you, sort of.
Yeah, but, like, I think it's not always super detectable.
Sure.
Yeah.
Certainly so not where you're sleeping.
No, I know. And dogs' noses are, like we said, way better than ours.
Yeah.
Yeah, that would be great.
Wouldn't that be so great? Though I also sleep through earthquakes. So I'm
oh,
maybe.
Do you?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I'm not the,
do you need a dog to tell you there's an earthquake?
I got a dog to find my keys. I got a dog to say, hey, wake up.
Right?
We're shaking pretty bad
oh my
right
God.
Now. Yeah. What a hero puppy. Good job, Princess
right?
Buttercup.
I know. And great job, Jesse. Mm-hmm. Also, great job, Jesse, for recognizing what your dog's trying to tell you. I've done a fair amount of telling Pistachio to be quiet because I think she's barking at nothing.
Yeah.
Were they deadly things this whole time? Who knows?
Who knows?
I'm still
Who's
here.
To say?
Who knows?
Okay. Either way, great local dog hero.
Yes, great job, guys.
Now, Allegra,
Renee.
It is time to talk about Facebook. Now, here's what we've done. We've done put ourselves into a corner.
Mm-hmm.
We initially called this Facebook Thread of the Week.
Mm-hmm.
But with recording schedules, sometimes it doesn't work out that we can do the most recent thread.
Exactly.
So we're looking to maybe change up the name a little bit. We're thinking the pinned post.
Yes. We're going to call it pinned post.
Taking out the weekly element.
Yes.
That way we don't bum anybody
out. Yes, that is right. Sometimes it's hard with recording schedules. Like you said, it's tough to get the week right.
Sure.
So this is Facebook pinned post. It's not going to be every week, but it'll be some weeks, guys.
Great. And thank you for your patience and cooperation.
Yes.
In the, yeah, we know we want to try to do it every week, but if we don't, we'll just change it to pin post. And
it's
then
great.
Everybody wins.
Pin post
but
puppies.
But we got one this week, yeah.
Or
I like that. I like, yeah, let's keep it puppies.
Great.
The puppies pin post.
Pin paw pit bulls.
A
pip. Well, moving on.
Okay, what do we got this week?
Here is the thread this week. This is, I think, a really good one. Great question. Diana asks, what human amenity could your dog not live without?
Ooh.
Her dog, Betso, soft blankets, pillow top mattresses, car rides, and central heating. I think it's such a relatable thread. I contributed Pistachio is blankets
also.
Yeah,
what are Pistachio's? Blankets?
I said blankets. For me, that's her hardest, like, cannot live without.
For burrowing purposes?
Yeah, totally.
Now, have you ever put her in an environment where there's nowhere to burrow and she uses...
Yeah. She always finds something. I will give her that.
Sure.
Like, if there's, like, a small pillow, she'll be like, great, I'm going under that.
Right,
but she's
I
not
guess,
happy about it. She needs something to burrow behind for sure.
Have she ever found a newspaper? Just like a...
Oh, my gosh. I wonder. I don't know. We should try. We should run a series of experiments.
Sure.
See like, how... What's the weirdest thing she'll burrow behind?
Oh, man. That is a great post.
It's a good
one,
isn't
it? I feel like Puppy Blaze couldn't live without the kitchen sink.
I was going to ask. And his bar stool he was on the other week.
Look at that. Just any furniture. Any furniture that I shouldn't be able to get up on. Can't live without
that.
Can he
still get in the kitchen sink?
Yeah. Oh, no. He can get anywhere. Exactly. A chimney? Sure.
Did he get a chimney?
I don't know if he can get on top of the chimney. But yeah, I tell you what, that kid's a climber.
That is hilarious.
Yeah.
Okay, what about Finn?
Vinny! Gosh, what could Finn... Vinny... I was going to say water bottle. Like, why would you take away water from Finny? But his little water bottle does seem to be, like, his favorite thing to do.
Aww.
He just loves to, like, douse his little head in there.
So he likes a bottle more than a bowl.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah. So what else could Finny not do without... he's still
dog?
A puppy, right?
Yeah,
so he doesn't quite have anything that he fumbles quite a bit. We'll say the couch. I think the couch is
fair. Most dogs, I think, are pretty like attached to the couch.
Yeah.
There were some pretty funny ones. Some people said TV. A lot of people said blankets for sure. And like pillows and like one dog had a whole queen bed to herself. It's
perfect.
Guys, our dogs lead amazing lives.
Yeah, that's terrific. Bailey, who's my parents' dog who has to hang out with Blaze. Bailey's older than Blaze. Bailey still has her crate.
Aww.
I don't think she could do without her crate.
Sure.
Puts herself in there. There's not enough room for Blazy.
That's smart.
That's her like, yeah.
No,
it's time for big sister. Bailey to not hang out with you right now.
Yeah.
Right.
I think it's a really smart move on. It's like, I'm going to my room. It's really smart.
Slam the door.
No. I love it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's a great pin post.
It's really fun, isn't it?
Diana brought that to us.
That's Diana.
Thanks, Diana.
Great job, Diana. So we will obviously pin that and you guys can check it out.
Allegra.
Renee.
We have made it to the end of yet another episode.
Wow.
I'm real proud of us.
Me too.
Good job. How are you feeling about Marshmallow World?
Terrible.
Still hate it. Still don't care for it.
What if I had made for some reason a full 180?
That's what I'm hoping for. But not yet. No? Okay.
Look, you know what? Sing a good version of it and I'll listen.
Ooh.
Maybe I didn't hate the guy that sings it.
That could be it. You know what? Sometimes it'll either win me over or make me go, nope, shouldn't have done that. I love a good a cappella group.
So. I do too, actually. I know it's like dorky, but I love them too.
I'm like, well, that made that song much better.
Well, look, if
or
someone...
not.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? That's the... Oh, God.
Okay.
No, you know what? I was going to be like, send me. Then I was like, God,
no,
how much
do
I not
want it.
A bunch of tweets about acapella Marshmallow World? Please don't do that.
Okay. You know what? I will take that on. I will vet them first. And
Thank
if
you.
I find one that I think could win you over, send it to you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome.
Okay.
Hey, Max Fun is great.
That's true.
Yeah. You want to hear about the other shows that are on it?
Yes, please.
Throwing Shade.
Yes.
About to be a TV show.
Crazy.
So exciting.
That's so cool.
I wish I knew the debut date, but it's in January. Yeah.
On TV land.
It's coming.
It's coming.
Great. Terrific show. We got Bullseye with Jesse Thorne. All kinds of great shows for you guys as you're traveling over the holidays. Check out all the great shows on Max Fun.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. Those long car rides, plane rides, flights even.
Train rides.
Train
walks.
Rides, car, trains. Look, it's podcasting season, guys. plus, we would love for you to leave us your dog victories and dog disasters on our brand new phone line.
Yes, please.
Guys, we've got a surprise coming for you.
Mm-hmm.
We need to hear your dog victories, dog disasters, dog Christmas stories, etc. Please leave us a message of 60 seconds or less. Our number is 323-250-3315. And we'll tweet and post it, so don't worry if you missed it.
Perfect. And then, did I understand correctly, you want people to just leave Marshmallow World on the recording?
Oh my God, if you do that, I will ban you.
I swear to God.
Something.
I swear to God.
How dare you, Renee? How dare you soil the minds of our listeners with this idea?
No, it's right, and I should drop it. It's overplayed, and I should drop it.
No, it's a good Christmas prank.
But while you're doing stuff for us, if you could also please hop on over to iTunes, rate, review, and subscribe the show. You guys have been so nice. My gosh, you have been so nice. So thank you so much if you've already done it. And if you haven't already, it really does help us out. So if you could just kind of let us know what you like about the show and the review, and then also rate it and subscribe, that would help us out.
We'd also love to see your dogs all over social media. Like we mentioned before, we have a Facebook group. If you just search, "Can I pet your dog?" in the search bar, make sure you join the group. There is also a page. I know that's confusing, but we're the group, so there'll be a join call to action. We'll add you right in there. We're also on Twitter and on Instagram. Our handle on both of those is @CIPYD Podcast.
And, thank yous. My goodness, thank yous. Thank you. Thank you to Aaron Hagen for our theme song, Paige Weldon for our logo, Becca Murray for our photography, and Jillian and her dad,
Paul,
who is named Paul, for our Mutt Minute song.
Good job.
Yeah.
Perfect. Thanks, Alexis, for being great.
I think also a special thanks to Alexis. Yeah,
she's
boy, is she top notch.
Guys, I spilled kombucha on the floor. She came in, she cleaned it up. She didn't need to do that. It was such a stupid move on my part. Why did I think it wouldn't fizz everywhere? Thank you, Alexis, for being great.
In Allegra's defense, her way of cleaning it up or making it stop spraying was just to go, woo!
What can I do? Woo! It fizzed for like 20 minutes. Was it? It had to be that long. Was it not?
Yeah, it was. I got
it
a video.
It felt like a lifetime.
It went for a while.
It would not stop. I was like, all right.
What am I to do? What am I to do? Thank God for Alexis.
I was like, Mom. It was like that helpless kid thing where you're just like, I can't stop this.
I guess it's just until it ends. This is how this works. All right, Alexa, let's get out of here. Hey, can I pet your dog?
Can I pet your dog?
MaximumFun.org.
Comedy and culture.
Artist owned.
Listener supported.